Now, Chelsea, I don't use this source that often for news, but this is just the first place I saw this article. It's Newsweek. So I just, honestly, I know the name, but I couldn't tell you what its kind of reputation is out there. I just know it's a name.
I would accept it as news.
Okay. Yeah, and it's got it in the title, so it's got to be.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it works. That is Why would someone lie?
Yeah. Exactly. It could not be news.
So this article comes on May 10th, 2025. It was actually updated on May 12th, 2025, written by Holly Silverman. And article title is Parkinson's Disease Linked to Living Near Golf Courses. New study.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Researchers found that those living within a mile of golf courses have 126% higher risk of developing Parkinson's disease than those who live more than 6 miles away, according to a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA.
JAMA.
Newsweek has reached out to the Parkinson's Foundation, as well as the Dr. Brittany Krasinowski researcher. Sorry, there's a comma there in this. I was reading as Dr. Brittany Krasinowski, the researcher, which is Dr. Brittany Krasinowski, comma, researcher for the study, comma, or comment. You know, the researcher. Areas that share drinking water supplies with water used near golf courses were the most greatly impacted, the study shows. Researchers believe this shows that the pesticides used on golf courses could contribute to the amount of Parkinson's cases. Parkinson's disease is a neurodegenerative disease estimated to affect about 10 million people globally and about 1.1 million people in the United States, according to the Parkinson's Foundation. There is no cure, but treatments are available. Researchers used data of golf course locations throughout the U.S., along with data from the United States Geological Survey, on 224 water service areas across 27 counties in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Data from 711 municipal wells provided by the Minnesota Geospatial Information Office was also used to determine the correlation between proximity and prevalences of cases. During the study, 450 incident cases from 1991 to 2015 were identified in Olmsted County, Minnesota. Quote, the odds of PD, which I think is Parkinson's disease, were relatively... Yeah, they didn't actually put the
acronym earlier on. I've never heard it put that way.
No. Were relatively constant within close proximity to a golf course and decreased linearly as distance increased. Individuals living farther from a golf course have reduced odds of PD, decreasing relative to the distance from the nearest golf course, end quote, the study explained. Previous studies have already linked chemicals found in pesticides, including paraquat and rotenone, to neurodegeneration, according to the study. The disease impacts the nervous system, causing symptoms such as tremors, slow movement, and rigid muscles, among others, according to the Mayo Clinic. Parkinson's disease is believed to be caused by a combination of genetics and environmental factors, with men 1.25 times more likely to develop the disease. First symptoms may include little expressions on the face, difficulty walking, and soft or slurred speech. The Parkinson's Foundation says cases have been higher in areas such as the Rust Belt, which includes parts of the Midwest. Cases are also high in Southern California, Southeast Texas, Central Pennsylvania, and Florida, according to the foundation. Utah saw the highest rate of Parkinson's mortality at 12.4%, while California saw the highest number of deaths, with 4,289, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. National Medical Advisor for the Parkinson's Foundation, Dr. Michael Okun, posted on Twitter on Saturday, quote, Parkinson's cases are exploding. We now face 11.8 million cases globally, and the numbers are climbing fast. Despite this reality, we still spend just 2-3% of every Parkinson's dollar on prevention. That has to change. He also added that, quote, this new JAMA Network open study offers a warning we can't ignore. Living within 1-3 miles of a golf course more than doubles your odds of developing Parkinson's. Drinking water from municipal wells near golf courses in vulnerable groundwater areas may be a risk. This isn't about golf. It's about pesticides, environmental exposures, and preventable risks hiding in plain sight. If we don't shift from reactive treatment to proactive prevention, the burden will become unmanageable. Who will this affect? Everyone, including families, health systems, economies, and society. The science is accumulating. The signals are clear. Now we need the will and a Parkinson's plan, end quote. The researchers also said in the study, quote, individuals getting their tap water from groundwater services areas with a golf course had nearly doubled the odds of PD compared to, again, Parkinson's disease. compared with individuals getting tap water from groundwater services areas without golf courses, and 49% greater odds of PD compared with individuals getting drinking water from private wells. Researchers say more information is needed to further study the link between pesticides, golf courses, and the prevalence of Parkinson's disease. The Parkinson's Foundation says an estimated 90,000 more people will be diagnosed this year, with the number of those suffering expected to be about 1.2 million by 2030. And that's the end of our article.
I think it's interesting that they go the link between pesticides and golf courses, as if it's the golf course itself contributing to the Parkinson's, which I don't, or PD, so sorry.
Yeah, to the PD.
Which Come I on. Don't think is actually a link causing the PD.
No.
The golf course itself.
Golf courses don't cause PD, per se.
And they're really making it seem like it is.
Well,
it would be interesting to see, which they also didn't link in there, is the average age of people who reside next to golf courses.
That is true, but you got to remember, it's not next to golf courses. It's within 1 to 3 miles of a golf course.
Which is still, I would probably go out on a limb to say that the average age is going to be higher within 1 to 3 miles of a golf course.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. We don't exactly know the areas that they were studying. I can't give you that much. I can tell you I'm within 1 to 3 miles of a golf course, but also we don't have groundwater that we drink where we are. It all comes from a lake pretty far away.
That's true. I mean, I could definitely see where they're going at, but there's definitely some finer tuning of the wording that they're using.
Yeah. Well, and I think that they kind of didn't quite shine a light on this, but I think it's harder to study. That it is somewhat of a follow-up on one of the episodes we did a long time ago on the issue of modern-day yards, and specifically the pesticides we use to keep them looking just grass. And that's why...
Well, it's an interesting link.
Yeah, and it's why it looks so prevalent with golf courses, because golf courses are such a large area where they need to keep it looking like pristine grass.
Yeah.
And that's why they use a larger amount of this and why it's easier to study. But I would wonder if they could show a very easy link between a house that uses pesticides versus one that doesn't.
They could have fine-tuned that investigation a little bit further rather than just broadly saying golf course.
And they never even brought up the fact that these might be pesticides you're using in your yard and maybe you shouldn't.
That's true. Because also, you're not necessarily just going to be having groundwater next to a golf course. You could be having them in other locations, but they didn't even mention that at a golf course you might be using more pesticides.
Yeah.
So there's work to be done. Was it Newsweek?
It is technically Newsweek did the article. I'm wondering if it goes more in depth in the actual research paper. I haven't read it. I have only read the article, which I don't know if it shows it well in this article. So it might be worth a read. But yeah, like
we ain't reading it. We've done modern enough yard, here.
Yeah, we've done all we're willing to do.
It is a mini, after all.
Other than rant. We will rant some more for you. But the modern yard is just, like, so wasteful and bad for the environment. And this is just, like, one of those factors that didn't necessarily get fully brought up in that episode. But actually, that's one that might have been interesting to look at, is sod farms. Or they're growing grass, because I guarantee you they're using pesticides there as well.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I wonder if that'd be the next place to study. It's got to be.
Maybe. Not by Newsweek, that's for sure.
Not by Newsweek. They're not doing their research. No,
not at all.
By extension, I'm not going past that research either.
We're just only Newsweek, where we only vaguely make connections. Live next to a golf course? Well, you're going to get PD.
I just... Parkinson was too much for him.
Yeah. That's not generally something you would abbreviate, but okay.
You got the PD. Oh, man. I make light. It's a horrible disease, but you got
PD. It is. Abbreviating like that, I feel like, is making light. They shouldn't have
said
it.
I don't know. MS gets shortened all the time.
But
I don't think
that's a harder word to say.
Is it multiple?
Yeah, sclerosis. That's harder.
Oh, well, what about multiple S? Why can't they just go with multiple
S? Oh, God. But PD, it doesn't need to be a brief. Maybe it's just because it's not normalized PD. Or okay. Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyhow, it's a horrible disease. What's his name? The kid from Back to the Future.
Oh, I was just thinking about
him. He's going strong.
Somebody tweeted him.
Michael J. Fox.
See if it's acceptable by him to...
Or is it a slur? Yeah.
Is it? It might be. Don't tweet him. At least don't mention us.
Yeah. if you tweet Michael J. Fox, you are on your own. We will not back you up. Anyhow, you guys got 48 hours. Tweet at whom you may without our names involved.
Yeah.
Bye.